I went on through 83 having that. That was back in the 70s when we started. And they became very popular. And then we were fortunate enough when they built the new part of the church that, well, I was fortunate enough to be able to have an input on the new kitchen. And so I got to buy all the equipment for the new kitchen they have now, which is in badly need of new updating.
What other types of social activities were you involved in other than the church activities? Were there other groups or organizations that you belonged to?
I belonged to the JCs. That was after, though, I married. You're saying before I married,
well,
right?
Anytime.
A group of JCs and GSETs, as we got older and married, we participated. We formed our society there, and that's where we came to help people, and our mission was to, in need, find out where it was and to help them in Roswell. And of course the JCs and JSETs was very important to me in my younger days that we grew up together. We had parties, we had a good time. We also would help any other organization that we could in fundraising. And we used to have the spook house, as they call it, to raise money. It was Halloween, and we would actually find an old house that no one lived in, and they would fix it. JCs, mostly. The JSETs would participate on the inside helping, and you would take children through. Oh, we fed thousands of children to go through. And some of the parents would come out and say, "Well, y'all even scared me."
What types of things would you have inside the house?
Oh, they would have a casket with somebody there, and of course they would have all these people grabbing at you, and you'd have to put your hand in the slime buckets, and oh, just a lot of good, clean fun.
Okay. Where did you meet your husband?
Well, my there's a young man who came to Roswell in 1960, I think, and he was not in full practice. He was helping, and he actually moved in 1961. He was this, as my mother called it, "Don't you go up to Dr. Langford's office and go to that young doctor who's in there." So I was told right at first not to go. I saw Dr. Ezard, and then I went on to Dr. Hines, and then along came this little guy who was in 1961, and we became friends because he joined the JCs, and we were friends for years and years and years, and then married in 1977. I was unfortunate enough to have a husband that I couldn't live with back, and this was my second husband, and I had four beautiful children before that, though, and I thought any man who would have a woman with four children had really lost his mind. But we've lived happily ever after for 28 years.
Said he was from out of town. Where did he come from?
Columbus, Georgia.
Okay.